brilliantly acrobatic save. Xhaka's corner, Giroud!
Starting with an attacking play on the second half, just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball, DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones, wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi, runs past Cristiano Ronaldo, passes to Fernandinho, Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones, DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses, but DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in, and wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play, and this is the VAR show.
Did you see?
No, I did not see.
Me too. Because it hasn't happened yet.
Oh.
Guess what hasn't happened yet?
What hasn't happened yet?
This awesome. Exciting. Amazing. Show.
Ah.
Hell yeah. Yeah. That's my intro.
Yeah, you killed it.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, I really tried. I try my best to be the best when it comes to intros.
I try to make it
very interesting.
Interesting, yes, yes.
But
yes.
You know the players, they try the on the ball, the off the ball. You know, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Stones, very good at the back, just needs to tighten up. You know, we see it on the training ground.
Yeah.
Any other question? Okay, thank you. Yes. You are listening to the one, the only, the name you can trust, the name that will not rust, the one who is your top three best pitch presenters. I'm literally number three, number two, and number one. What was that? Yeah, just don't laugh next time. Wow. I guess the most supportive laugh I've ever heard. Yeah, you know.
Let's support him.
Yeah, no, just don't laugh next time.
I trust you.
There was more support in not laughing than laughing at that joke.
Speaking of supporters, we'll talk about it in our second section.
You're listening to DJ Dr. Stones, and with me here
is your man on fleek. Always slick, always ticks, always clicks. It's DJ Sticks.
Yeah. And do we have a show for you?
Oh, you have no idea.
So many things has happened.
Countless.
You actually cannot count the amount of things that has happened because you'd probably get bored halfway through.
Yeah, no, you would. Oh, yeah.
But
we're here
to do it for you.
Oh, yes, we're here. That's why we're here. Yes.
But before we start anything, before we speak about anything, did you introduce yourself?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
My mind is not here, and they will know why very soon.
Okay.
They'll know where my mind is.
All right.
Very, very soon.
All right. Any hints? Okay, no hints.
He's an icon.
You know what? Let's drop this jam.
Drop it like it's hot.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on? This is Adam Gilly, and you are listening to Active FM. Christ music is hot music.
Remembering when I lived for myself, thinking about only me and all. Still, I never felt enough. Still, I never felt enough. Then you came along and found me, and now there's not a day when I don't feel a hope I couldn't know without your grace. And now I feel so good, got me dancing like I should. I'm dancing 'cause I made me so brand new
are in the past. Every day you turn the page, I don't have to be afraid. I trust every word you say.
I trust every word.
'Cause you came along and found me, and now there's not a day when I don't feel hope I couldn't know without your
that track.
Yeah.
So where do we start off, man? Tell me where we're starting off.
Look, I have no clue. Oh, wait. I have a clue. I actually have a nice way that we can start.
Yeah. You know, let me know.
You know, there's so much that's happening.
Yeah.
But where we are, where we start, is where the football at.
Yeah.
If you know what I'm saying.
I don't know what you're saying, but I'm gonna act like I do. Yes.
Yeah. I'm glad you agree. So why don't we start with the notorious, the famous, the infamous Match Weekend Roundup.
Yeah. It's actually called the Weekend Roundup, but we'll give it to you, you know.
It's
called Match Day Roundup, actually. But we'll give it to you.
Whatever.
Why not?
Whatever.
So it is the weekend, the match day, the match week. Because, you know, right now with the whole COVID and pandemic, you know,
yeah.
it's no more weekend football and then one game on like a Monday, you know.
Yeah, and now it's...
Like, you know, there was a player, I'm trying to say his name. You guys should know by now, me with names. But it's Iheanacho. From Leicester City.
Pucha.
Say it.
Iheanacho.
No, I don't believe that.
Iheanacho. Go.
Yes, but basically, he's the first player ever. Guess what he was the first player to do?
Was the first player... I don't know.
Take a wild guess.
Okay. Is it a goal-related record?
It's a goal-related record.
Was the first player to score... in X successive amount of games.
Close. He's the first player ever to score on a Premier League goal on every day of the week.
Ah!
That's how much football.
Ah!
Yeah, so, you know, it's no more every, you know, because we used to play Saturday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, maybe Tuesday.
What?
You know?
So and this guy scored on no.
Monday, the Chelsea game that happened this past week, you know, was the first time he scored. That was the last goal he basically needed, which was on a Tuesday. So he scored a Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday, a Thursday, a Friday, a Saturday, and a Sunday.
Oh, man.
And I remember the commentator saying, you know, I really hope nobody breaks this record because that means football is in a funny situation again. As you know, it's not the greatest to be watching. It's not the greatest to be watching football on a Tuesday that's not Premier League and it's your team and it's a football Tuesday night, you know. Already Premier League, not Premier League, already UEFA, I kind of have a bit of a struggle. Because it's really late, so I have to either recap on the game from the next day.
And that's like midweek.
So that's
like
midweek, you know.
Work and stuff. It's just,
you know, it gets hectic. Yeah.
Man. Ah, so but this guy can say to his kids, he's literally scored goals in every day of the week.
In every day of the week.
I used to score goals every day of the week. Not a joke. Well done to Kelechi.
Yeah, you know, it's an odd one, but you got it.
He has
but
it.
We have a weekend roundup to go through, you know, because there's something I really want to talk about.
Is there?
And I think I've said this before on here that, you know, obviously I have a huge love for Manchester United. Don't get me wrong, right?
Understatement. Huge.
Yeah, huge is an understatement.
Yes.
But I've started, you know, getting to a point whereby I'm enjoying football.
As a whole now?
As a whole.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Regardless of, like, if my team is losing, I hate it. This sucks a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to even lie to you. But appreciating how well the other team played.
Oh, okay.
You know, because sometimes your team is playing well. Yeah. They just got outplayed.
Simple.
Other times, tactically, they were just not on par with the other team, you know?
Yeah.
And unless you get to a point of understanding that, you know, soccer can become very depressing very fast, you know?
Quick.
Very fast. All but I've learned to appreciate, you know, even if it's my rivals that are the ones, you know, doing the deeds somewhere else in another game.
All it takes is for your team to mess up winning a league and let other rivals win.
You know, we've done that before.
Yeah.
We've done that before. And I think it ended the season with the words, Aguero!
Wasn't your fault, though. City is brilliant.
So now, speaking about that, you know, the Manchester City versus Newcastle game. Newcastle did the comeback of the season.
Mm.
Did you see that? Well, it's not a comeback. They never completed it.
Almost.
Brighton
almost
did a comeback.
It's a comeback.
There was just a back. They never came. They were just back.
Yeah,
you know, and it was an impressive performance from Newcastle, you know.
Mm-hmm. It was decent,
you know, and 4-3 as the ending results.
That's a good score.
Yeah, last Friday, you know, very good score. And then we went over to the Burnley versus Leeds game. I don't know what went into Leeds, guys.
Yeah,
I think Leeds switched on too late in the season.
Yeah, no, they did.
With their current form, it could have gotten them very, very high in the, like, in the Champions League spot. Because now they only have one game and they can get to 59 points, which is, I think, a Confederations, that new what trophy thing.
Okay. Oh yeah, that third one.
The third one, yes, the third European competition. And
which is not bad,
but they'll have to score about 4 goals in that last game and hope that, yeah, no, that there's too many variables in this. They need to hope that West Ham loses. They need to hope that if West Ham loses at least 2-0 or 1-0, it puts them at a goal difference of 9. Then they need to then win their game 4-0.
4-0 plus.
Plus.
Against a team are they facing next?
Their last team
is going to
be West Brom. Oh, so they can actually do the 4, eh?
But West Brom can also,
you know, West Brom can hold.
Yeah, but obviously the confidence is low because
they didn't show that. Well, okay, in that game
they were scored by a goalkeeper. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So they're in a funny place.
They're in a funny situation right now. But we'll get to that. So following that, there was Southampton versus Fulham, 3-1. And, you know, again, Fulham really tried this season.
They really did try. They gave it their all.
But at the end of the day, they're going down.
Back again.
They're sliding back into the DMs of the EPL Championships.
Yeah, they get so back.
what you wearing?
What?
Yeah.
What?
And then the EPL is like, ah, you know, I'm currently wearing a Hull City, Derby County. You know, and it's like, oh, okay, yeah, here I can win, you know.
Here we can fulfill.
But Hull City, we'll get to that actually now.
Because there's a lot we need to get to.
There's a lot we need to get to. This is a weekend roundup and a half. Followed by, you know, this game, I was a bit saddened at the fact. Well, I was happy and sad.
Yeah.
So Brighton versus West Ham. I really wanted West Ham to win this game, because then it would have put them in a interesting situation, you know, going into the last few match days.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And they drew.
I think Brighton also they've switched on a bit.
But yeah, towards the end, you know.
Yeah, towards the end.
Looking at Brighton's form. Yeah, you know, they're trying. But they did switch on towards the end, you know, starting to pull in some of these draws and wins against some nice sides. But then West Ham went into that game, you know, they needed a win. They couldn't afford to have a draw. They couldn't afford to have anything else.
Yeah.
They needed to win. And they went into that game, you know, knowing that if they win this game, they were going to be at around 61 points, which would have put them still in a good place to contest for UEFA Champions League.
Yeah.
Obviously, there would be a lot of ifs that would come in. Yeah, and looking at how the past week went, it wouldn't have gone in their favor, but the fight would have been there.
Mm-hmm.
As well as a definite Europa position.
Yeah.
You know?
Guaranteed.
A guaranteed Europa position. And, you know, it is West Ham at the end of the day. As much as I hope they would make it into UEFA, realistically speaking, I'd prefer them in Europa.
Yeah.
Because then they have a higher chance to get further, which means that they can get more money, which means they can use...
Yeah.
To build up the car.
Buy more players.
You know?
Get bigger.
But going into that game, it ended up 1-1 with Danny Welbeck scoring an amazing goal, right? And the assist was the one and only Percy Tau. Now, that's why I was happy. It was a good assist, though. You know? And he was representing, man.
Yeah,
it was a very, very good assist.
Yeah.
And then Saeed Benrahma's goal was a banger. His first West Ham goal. First Premier League goal.
That's one way.
And he hits it as a banger.
To get off the mark.
You know,
that
and
is one
they it was, at this point it was bad, because you know, I was like, okay, I know we need 3 points. You know, but it's 84 minutes. You know?
Yeah,
they just scored. Can we at least get a draw? And then out of nowhere, Benrahma just pulled in a whacker of a ball.
Boom!
Put it in, ending it off as 1-1. Then moving on to another interesting game, West Brom versus Liverpool. West Brom played, I need to say, is West Brom played like they were a team that was gunning for the top.
Mm-hmm.
They played quite well.
Brave football.
They played brave football. Mm-hmm. They were totally outplayed.
Yeah.
You know, with Liverpool having 699 passes.
You don't see that.
To West Brom's 200 passes. They only made 200 successful passes.
That is almost four times.
It's almost four times. It's almost four times. Almost four times.
That is outplaying.
That's outplaying.
On another level.
And, you know, looking at the shot difference, Liverpool came out with 26 shots to West Brom's 9.
What? That is insane.
You know, and it's quite crazy to think about it. It really is quite crazy to think about. And the biggest highlight of it wasn't even that.
Yeah, it wasn't.
You know, they won 1 down. Now, Liverpool was in this similar position to Brighton.
It was tight.
Mm-hmm. You know, they couldn't afford to lose that game.
Yes. They had to win.
They had to win
for real.
You know, if they had any hopes of making it into UEFA, or at least being in a position to basically be the driver of their own destiny to UEFA. Was to win this one. Reason being is, you know, when you're going into the last closing match days, you want to be in the position whereby you need to win in order for you to make it to UEFA. Not someone needs to lose.
Yeah, depend on Man United to lose.
Yeah. You know, and I think even Declan Rice said it after the West Ham game, because they drew and stuff, and he was not too, you know, happy about it. And it's like, yeah, you know, you want to be the one driving your destiny. You don't want to be hoping on other teams to lose it for you, you know?
Yeah.
And they are 1-1, and this is the last kick of the dying horse, you know? 90th minute plus at a time, a corner. They pull in the goalkeeper in, like, you know, it's like in FIFA, you know, press triangle, keeper comes forward.
Comes forward, yeah.
And nobody was marking him.
Yeah.
You know, I guess they underestimated, like, it's a goalkeeper, you know.
Yeah.
He can't use his hands. What is he going to do?
He'll probably fist it out and then, you know, yellow card, free kick for us.
You know?
Game is over.
Game is over.
Yeah. You know? Simple.
But then Alisson Becker.
Mm.
I hope I'm saying his name right. Probably not.
Yeah.
90% sure I'm not. Came out. So, you know, Edison from City has made an assist once, you know.
Yes.
He needed the ball all across.
Yes.
Player got it.
Yes.
But Alisson scored a goal.
He did.
With a header.
He scored an actual goal. So
he came out looking like Edison Ronaldo. Cristiano Alisson. I don't know how to mix their names.
Alisson Cavani.
Alisson Cavani.
Huh?
Yeah, that one actually works.
It does.
And it was actually great to see. And one of the nicest pictures came out of
the fixture.
No, one of the nicest pictures came out of the fixture at the end. Basically, you see Jürgen Klopp hugging Edison, and Edison is crying. And the background to it is, I hope I say his name right. Jose Becker. I'm not going to say his middle name.
Yeah.
That's Alisson's father.
Yeah.
He was Alisson's biggest fan, you know. And you know, even when this, I don't know how I missed this. And even when this thing was said, I actually gave an understanding to, like, a big understanding to Liverpool's form this season. Well, this part of the season.
Mm.
And basically what happened was, this was Edison's biggest supporter. Every game he was there, they would talk about the games and, you know, so forth. You know, it was like a very big bond.
Yeah.
And around, the 25th, 26th or 24th of February, in Brazil, the father went to go swimming and drowned. So obviously now, because of COVID restrictions and stuff, and flight lists and whatnot, he wasn't able to go to Brazil for the funeral.
Oh no!
You know, and the big ups to him. You know, big ups to him, because with all of that was happening in his life, even though, you know, they never had the greatest season.
Yeah.
Even though they never had the greatest season. He was able to, I don't know how, but he was able to keep up, you know, with all of that. Like, I'm looking at some of their previous results. As I find their previous results, you know, 4-2 to beating Man United, 4-2, you know, beating Southampton, 2-0, drawing to Newcastle, 1-1, drawing to Leeds, drawing to Real Madrid, you know, and probably... Now you're in it. This is a team, and this, you know, after hearing this actually changed my perspective on Liverpool this season. And this is a Liverpool that basically had no defense and a down and beaten goalkeeper.
Yeah.
And yet year, because obviously everything that happened last year, I can't say anything about it, you know. And this year, basically, they were able to hold on their own.
Yeah, no, they fought. Listen, when he scored that goal, the joy that I saw in the team.
Yeah, no, they needed it.
Oh,
you know?
Man, yeah.
It's like last season, there was a game, not last year, it was last season or the season before last, there's a game whereby I think City was drawing, and in the last minute, Kompany has the ball.
Oh!
And he pulls the ball forward and he takes a shot.
Ah, that, man.
And if he never took that shot and that game ended in 0-0, Liverpool could have won the league that season.
Football.
And it's the same thing, you know, you guys might not make it to Europe next season. you know, y'all need this win. If you don't, y'all need this win, or else you need someone like, you need Chelsea to lose. You know, but you'll win this game. You're, the next game is Chelsea versus Leicester City. So whoever wins, whoever loses, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because then when y'all play your game, it puts y'all in front of them. You know, that's the standing point they're at. And yeah, you know, it was quite good to see.
Ah.
Very happy for the fella.
Beautiful.
It was a beautiful header. Looking like a prime time Cristiano Ronaldo with that header.
Yeah.
And now he has the same amount of goals as William. I'm sorry, I had to, man. I had to.
Yeah. No. I feel like these days, it's not a complete show without an Arsenal joke. Yeah, apologize.
I apologize, you know. I do. Two shocking results this week was Everton losing to Sheffield United.
Yeah.
At least that helped West Ham so much.
Yeah.
I was so happy, man.
Let's go.
And Fulham drawing to Man United. Now, the Man United goal was a beauty.
I like how you just skipped our Newcastle goal. But it's okay. I'll talk about that goal.
Was it as good as the Man United goal?
Close.
Was it a half, almost halfway line?
Yes,
chip over the keeper?
Okay, no, it wasn't.
Watch your place.
It was more of a no-look heel.
Okay, I know that goal by, what was it, Ferran Torres?
Yeah.
Was a very, very nice goal. No-look back heel for three, while being defended by three guys.
The one special thing about Cavani's goal, besides the technique, the pass, where it came from, was the fans. The fans made the goal 100 times better.
We're doing weekend review.
Okay, get to that.
Freaking spoiler.
Get to it. I don't care.
So, yes, Edison Cavani scoring a beautiful banger. And it was awesome. You know, it was awesome to see.
Oh, it was nice.
I think it was the goal of the season. You know, after they just gave Bruno Fernandes Man United goal of the season, he then does that.
Oh.
Like, we can't re-vote. The votings are closed. How can you do this now?
You know? No, they have to. It's not over. He has to fight.
And lastly, now I really wanna. Normally, we do like one league or mostly Premier League, but I need to talk about this because.
Yeah,
it's. I really don't know. I don't know. You know, I feel like Real Madrid, Atletico Madrid, and Barcelona are the kindest teams in the world. None of them wanna take the league. Like, no, you take the league. No, you take the league. No, you take the league.
What's happening now?
You know, but currently,
update us.
It looks like Barcelona is out of the race.
Yeah.
You know, going into the last match, they had 76 points after losing 2-1. You guys really didn't want this league. You lost 2-1 to Celta Vigo.
You know what? Let's not talk about Barcelona. My heart is not ready. My heart is not ready. Can we move on?
You know, I don't even know what to say.
I don't know what to say. I'm also speechless.
Yeah.
How do you come back from this one?
Real Madrid winning 1-0, also just scraping through, you know, winning 1-0, allowing them to stay in the race. And the one, the only, Atletico Madrid. Now, this is now the regret that comes in. So, majority of the game, you guys were down. It was a draw, it was 0-0, 75 minutes a goal, 82 minutes. You know, Alodi scores an equalizer in the 88th minute.
Oh,
Suarez!
Oh,
scores the goal to keep Atletico Madrid ahead going into the last match day. What was it? 8 million sold?
Yeah, I know. Eight million
sold.
We're thinking, you know, 8 million does that. I mean, come on.
You know, Luis Suarez coming out with 20 goals in the season. 8 million?
Can we not talk about this? We have already spoken about this. We know it was a bad transfer. We know we shouldn't have sold him. And now he is showing us.
Now, going into the last match day, you know, the only way Real Madrid can win is if Atletico Madrid loses to Villarreal, right? I hope I say the name right. And Madrid needs to beat Villarreal. Nobody cares about Barca going into this last game. That's sad. That rounds up your guys' season.
We care about Barca because the last game of the season determines the next season.
No.
Messi will score a hat-trick.
And a nice thing Barcelona did, though, was that they sent their young star, their young talent. I think his name is what? Rodri or Pedri?
Pedri, yes.
They sent him out on holiday because he's played almost every single game this season. And, you know, he's a young talent, so they don't want him to go and suffer burnout because he's also going to be playing Euros.
Yeah.
So they've sent him on holiday so that he can, you know, cool down and, you know, be ready for the Euros and also ready for next season.
Yeah, they must do the same for the coach.
They must send him on an early holiday and not bring him back.
Well, cool off.
And then lastly, fans were back inside Europe. That was amazing.
Yeah.
That was great to see.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it was, I think, obviously there was a bit more restriction. They could see that they were a bit more restricted. They couldn't do, the Chelsea fans sang and jumped. The United fans, well, the glaciers are still in, so, you know, we're not too happy.
Yeah.
But it was really great. And on other news, you have a very interesting topic for us as we end off the show.
Yes. So our main topic, this is our main topic, our main segment. This
number
is just
one topic.
An analysis that we have made, an hypothesis, rather, that we have made. So looking at the teams of the GOATs, you know, looking at Juventus, that is obviously the team of Cristiano Ronaldo.
I didn't know.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Wow, that's why I told you. I'm here to inform. I'm here to educate. So looking at Juventus, looking at the position that they're in the Serie A, fighting for Champions League, fifth, things are not looking pretty good.
Yeah.
Are they?
No, they're not looking good at all.
Yeah, no, they're not looking good. They are not looking good at all. Looking at Juventus and also looking at Barcelona, the team of Lionel Messi, looking at the at the performance, I'm not going to dive deep because I am a Barca fan and I am broken. But looking at these teams, I wanted to ask, is it likely? Do we have any chance of seeing both of these people at Manchester next season?
Look, they did come out and say, hey, if there's that huge speculation coming out saying, hey, if Juventus don't make it in UEFA, they're going to lose Ronaldo.
Yeah.
And again, it's going back to the thing we spoke about earlier, whereby it was, you don't want to be going into the last few match days or the last match day hoping for another team to lose. And that's basically in the position Juventus is in.
Mm.
You know, the space for the last four has gotten tight because you have, you have Milan at 76 points, AC Milan at 76 points, Napoli at 76 points, and Juventus at 75 points.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
Right? And you go look at the match day for the last week. You have Juventus versus Bologna.
Mm-hmm.
You have Napoli versus Verona. And then you have Milan versus Atalanta.
Ooh.
So it puts, it does put Milan also in a very hard position.
Yeah.
But again, this is the Milan that beat Turin 7. No.
This is the Milan of none other than Zlatan.
You know, and yeah. So, Zlatan's injured, by the way. Yeah.
No, it's still his Milan.
Yeah, it's still his Milan.
He's still in the game. He is the 12th player. He raised them well.
And it's, but again, you know, this is not how you want to be going into the last match day. Because now what happens if these guys don't lose?
Yeah.
You know, then Juventus is going to be in Europa. And in fact, I'm hoping Juventus goes into Europa. I'm hoping.
How could you?
Because you have three clubs that were not Super League teams. Was AC Milan even chosen for the Super League?
I don't remember. I don't know.
You know?
They didn't matter.
Juventus should go to Europa and lose Ronaldo.
But looking at him, I mean, we never know with Ronaldo.
I don't think he's going to play Europa.
Come on.
I doubt.
Come on.
It's like
on.
Messi playing Europa. And also looking at
Messi won't.
Now with Barcelona, it's also a very interesting point now. You know, the problem with Barcelona is not just position. It's finance.
Mm.
Barcelona, as big as a club they are, they're not in a good financial position. Their last president put them in a very... Because going into that presidency, they were already in a bad position financially.
Yeah.
You know, now here, not only are they in a bad financial situation, but the management of the overall club was bad. So even La Masia,
yeah,
players are not, a lot of them got, some of them got sold, you know. The ones that I hear are quite good, like your Pedri and stuff, you know. But the club needs to loosen up this to the point that you're looking at the transfers that they've made so far, or the ones that they're really gunning for, which is Aguero, Memphis Depay, and Gini Wijnaldum, all on a free.
Mm.
You know, they pulled out of the Haaland chase.
Yeah.
Because 150 million, about 150 million would be too much.
Way too much.
And there's also going to be obviously the wages that come in.
Yeah, huge wages.
And you see, now you look at all of this, and the best choice would be to sell Messi. His wages is too high.
Yeah, that is.
And yes, your team is probably going to suffer. Now, I understand also why they want to keep Messi. Because he brings in also some money of viewership and...
It is messy.
You know? But at the end of the day, that is also could be the thing that kills them more. So, a team that... I don't see him going to Man City.
Yeah.
Maybe a plan will be made because it's messy. But when Pep was asked about Haaland, you know, he's like, City does not have the finances right now to make a big move for a striker.
Hmm.
But of course, it's Messi.
That says a lot, though.
It's Messi. They're willing.
Pep will have out of nowhere.
You know, they will have enough money for two transfers all of a sudden. Messi and FIFA.
Ah!
Or three and UEFA.
No,
buy them all off. Financial fair play for who? As for Ronaldo in United, it will be interesting because it will be good for him. It will be very, very good for him. But as much as I hate this, I think you'd go PSG.
I don't know.
Because it's a club where he can win stuff. And you're not saying he won't win stuff in United. I think he will win stuff in United. And it would be just, it's a new experience for him.
PSG.
He's not won anything in France. Okay. He can go win stuff in France.
Yeah.
You know, before he retires. I do think maybe he'd do like a season or two at PSG, then end either at United or Sporting Lisbon. That's what I predict.
All right. That is accurate. Sounds accurate.
Yeah.
Very good.
And that is it for this show. I told you we had a lot to go through.
We squeezed it in.
There's stuff we left out.
A lot. But you know, when fire burns, there's the flames on the side.
Yep. And you know, we just went through even the added on time, and the referee has blown the final whistle. So from me, the name you can trust, the name that will not trust, DJ Stones. And with me here,
the man on fleek, always slick, always ticks, always clicks. DJ Sticks.
We're signing out. Peace.
Goodbye.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM. Instagram at ActiveFM777 and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
Ever get this far? After all I've been through, still you hold my heart. How did you pull me through the dark? If it weren't for you, the healing couldn't start. I never knew I could find peace until you found me. Showed me who I could be. And now I know that this is the good life. Never look back when I traded for a day in my own. That this
thought that I'd be fine, chasing all the things that left me dead inside. You gave me the truth and I lied, showed me you're the only one who satisfies.